call the Plan Commission meeting for Wednesday, July 15th, 2014 to order. Shirley, could you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Karen.
Tammy will do that for us this evening.
Oh, Tammy, roll call, please.
Commissioner Danielfield?
Present.
Commissioner Carlisle?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Vice Chair Wood?
Present.
Chair Warren?
Here. Okay, at number four, agenda review, do we have any requested changes from the commissioner staff?
Staff has no changes.
I go with staff.
Okay, seeing that, we'll move on. We'll move on to number five, public comment. Persons wishing to speak on a matter not on the agenda may be heard at this time. However, no action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. Public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. Do we have anyone from the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on. Number six, new business, election of Plan Commission Chair and Vice Chair. So I guess we just open this up to nominations for, we do chair first?
I would do normally it's Vice Chair, I think, and then Chair. So.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't believe it's a matter of what
okay,
either.
Okay, does it matter?
No, just that taking nominations.
Okay, so we will take nominations for Chair.
I nominate Carrie Warren as Chair.
Any other nominations?
It's yours.
Okay, so do we do have to do a vote on that?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, then. We will take nominations for Vice Chair.
I nominate Candace Woods.
Any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you. I'm honored.
Congratulations. I think you ladies will do just another fine job.
Yes.
Okay. So now we'll move on to seven. Review of conditional use permit for Longway Home Saloon Commission 1 year review. Karen?
Yes. This evening before you is a use permit that was heard about a year ago, and this the meeting that was heard a year ago was to review the use permit for the Longway Home Saloon that at when it was originally approved in 2001 and then subsequent in 2002 had a condition in it that initially was to be reviewed every 2 years. At the time of bringing it to the commission last year, the commission then we realized that this needed to be come back before them. So at December 2012, when we heard the commission staff reports and the public comment, we continued it, and then until January of 2013, which just was about a year ago. And during that time, the commission had some concerns about how the business was operating and was cause for, there was some local concern about the night disruption to the neighborhood and to some nearby neighbors. And also whether the business, I guess, was complying with the ABC conditions. And that was the discussion at the January meeting and for the commission. So at that meeting, they did review that and subsequently did grant the extension of this use permit for them to operate the business with a new condition that the term of the conditional use permit would be limited to 5 years from the date of the approval with a review in 1 year from the date of approval, which is tonight. And then thereafter, commission review every 2 years. So after this evening, the use permit review will not come back before you for two more years, as stated in your condition, unless you modify that condition this evening. So as I said, this meeting this evening is to conform to that condition for the one-year review from date of approval. Staff, just to update also, is what was concerning you as well was the ABC. And then in September of last year, staff received a letter from the state ABC regarding the request by Jillian Beeth to modify a condition that was placed upon her license. Included in your staff report is that written response, or the response to her request, and as a result of her request, ABC did modify the conditions, removing one of the conditions on her liquor license, which had to do with the exterior advertising sign, as that was one of the topics. So those ABC conditions have now been revised, and she no longer, or the license no longer has that condition placed on it. Additionally, staff did contact ABC to find out if there were any issues or disciplinary actions against the saloon, Longways Home Saloon, within the last year, and I was told there were none that was pending there. So additionally, at the meeting that was held a year ago, the commission was provided some police reports, and I went back 2 years from that date to bring before the commission the police reports for the Longway Home Saloon, and then for, at that time, four other businesses that served alcohol within the city. Since then, I have contacted the Willows Police Department and obtained police reports for the last year for the saloon, and I stated in there that it was for three other businesses, and in looking back at my memo, I had asked the police chief to provide me the police reports for the Longway Home Saloon, the Last Stand Bar and Grill, the Casa Ramos restaurant, and the Old 99 Steakhouse. They provided me reports for all but the Casa Ramos, which had no calls whatsoever in 2012. So your copies of the police reports, which are much less than what was a year ago, and as I have the staff and our city hasn't received any complaints, any comments from any of the neighbors in regards to that, I believe that as you can see, the number of police reports went down, which would, and a lot of them were initiated also by the saloon and the staff there in order to have the police help them with the issue that they saw was arising. And I believe it shows that their numbers in police calls was reduced quite a bit from the last year that they had. So, let's see if there's anything else that I need to make you aware of. No, I think that's about it. As I say, I think Ms. Beeth has provided, you know, with the neighbors a quieter business, and whether or not she's had some training done or not with her staff, which is some of the comments she made, I think, last year, was to provide some training to make sure that they were aware of what they could do and things. So it may have all played into why there are fewer police reports for them. So. With that, I will welcome any comments or any questions from the commission.
Anyone with questions, comments?
No, I'm.
Are you good, Houston?
I am very good. I appreciate it very much. I just wanted to make sure that it was in compliance with the ABC, and it is. And the police reports are down substantially, and several of them are issues beyond their control in terms of being outside and that sort of thing. So. I appreciate everything that was done. Thank you.
Okay, if no one else has anything, I just want to say, obviously, you're being very proactive. Your staff is, and I've spoke to a couple of the people, the neighbors that were here at the original meeting, and they said, you know, it's been great, no problems. You guys have done a fantastic job turning it around. So, you know, and you've met everything that we asked you to, and. So at this point, you know, what's the pleasure of the commission?
I think they did a great job too, so we should.
As it stands right now, through the chair, the review would be, as I say, come back to you in 2 years.
So we don't have to vote on anything, we're just.
No, I think if you're all in agreeance, mm-hmm. that this, you know, this is a review, and that in 2 years this will be brought back before you, and I'll provide the same information for you as to police reports and or if there are any other items that come up in the meantime, you know, which I bring back before you. But I think with the record that they've shown of the last year, in 2 years from now we'll probably see the same thing.
Okay, so we are all in agreement.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. Good job.
We will see you in 2 years. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll send the applicant, Jill, a letter to let you know that that was the final report for the commission, so that you have that for your files as well.
I just want to let you know that thank you very much. It's been a crazy year for us. And I did actually apply for the modification. Oh.
We'll put you on record here, Jill.
I want to let you know that I wasn't slacking. I did apply for my modification of the conditions in July, and they didn't actually get it to me till
it's the state.
December.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It is the state.
And you don't want to keep calling them, you know, right. And say, you know,
squeaky wheel.
And reminding them, but just every once in a while I would call every month. Thank you.
You've done an excellent job.
Thank you.
The way, like Carrie said, it's like you were so outgoing in solving that problem with your neighbors. I was really impressed with that. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jill.
Okay, so moving on. Commission commentary. Anybody have anything they want to share this evening?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I can get back and watch American Idol at 8.
Hey, we might break the council's record last night. They were 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Half of it, I understand, was Peggy's thank you speech for being sworn in, right?
Yeah.
So lengthy.
I do want to say congratulations to your reappointment, Peggy, and welcome aboard. Sure. I'm Shirley. It's going to be a fun year. We're gonna have a good time.
Yes, I would like to say that there is an opening. If anyone is able to go tomorrow to the economic forecast meeting in Oroville, I've been for the last several years, and it's always really enlightening. So, I know Peggy's got commitments,
and
you have commitments, Shirley.
I'm working.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, too bad, because it's good. Carlton, I mean, Houston, you're not.
I've got board meetings tomorrow. Not the official meeting, but the pre-meeting. So I can't really do it.
Well, that's too bad, because it's a good meeting.
It is a good meeting. I've been to it a couple times, and there's a lot of information. Mm-hmm. I wish I could go. So do you have anything for us, Karen?
Sure, I can give a little update. But first off, I do want to congratulate Peggy. I should say Commissioner White and Commissioner Benningfield, welcome aboard. I'm glad to see a full commission here now.
Yes.
And to be able to move forward here with projects this year, so welcome aboard on that. I do want to, I think it was in maybe November or early December, I sent you all a link to Planners Conference that happens. It's annual and it happens every year. This year it's in March, the end of March. And there's a number of first-time planning commission items on their agenda workshops. I've sent it out. I didn't hear from any of you, but I did. I also sent it out to Shirley as the new one, and she has an interest in going to it. It's the end of March. My work is also going to send me there. So I thought that might be good, and I could take a commissioner, and we could get some knowledge and a little input from other commissioners. So I don't know if there was anybody else that was interested in or not.
Peggy and I were talking about.
Yeah, Candy and I were talking about going.
Okay.
Maybe not for the whole thing, but at least for our.
Yeah, there you can
we'll
go one day
agenda.
Or 2 days or so. So let me know through, and we can get you signed up and could go through through finance. I did speak with Tim, finance director, and definitely was told that there was funds available for commissioners to have some training for, and something like this might be good. So get back to me as soon as you can, and we'll get you set up for that.
Okay.
And so look forward to that. Just to kind of update you, I think you maybe were updated somewhat in Steve Holsinger's city manager's memo before he left about the updates on our projects here. O'Reilly's have submitted their plans. Dollar Tree is up and running. They're going to be, that doors are going to be open pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So the O'Reilly's plans are out for plan check. the Willow Senior Apartments project, that those plans have been submitted. They're out for plan check, so that they're in the works. And the other is another project that is out there, which will be coming to you in time here, is a tentative map for that piece of property. It's called the Gateway Center is the title for it. It's the old Taylor kind of property, which is just at the intersection of 57 and Old Highway 99. They have an 8-acre piece of property that was subdivided off a few years ago, and they are they've applied for a tentative map for that 8-acre piece to subdivide it into four. So they did submit about 3 months ago, had some issues to take care of, resubmittal, so now we got a resubmittal in, and that's back out again.
Is that the one that was in the newspaper a while back? Has it like an In-N-Out Burger? Can you get them going quicker? I like those.
I'm working with them to keep them moving, and I know he still intends to have four types of uses, which would be a hotel, a fast food restaurant, a regular restaurant, and a, as they call it, like a Chevron Emporium type of service station that would also have hookups for electric cars. So that is one of the proposals that's part of what they anticipate for the uses here. One or two of those uses more than likely will require a conditional use permit, so probably right following a tentative map kind of application, they will be doing like a development conditional use permit entitlement for their uses. So they want to continue, not just to split the land is what they're telling me. They want to get it split and keep moving forward to get some things constructed here. So the applicant keeps talking about the upgrades that happened to the Thunderhill. And as a result of that, there's a lot of new generation of people coming into this area to go out to the racetrack. So bigger names, I guess, and such. So we'll see.
We'll take what we can get.
We can take what we get, yeah. So those projects are out there and working on those. Also, the Glenn Medical Center, you're probably all aware they're going to be building a new hospital, a 14-bed hospital. And staff has been meeting with their consultants, and I anticipate a design review application here probably within the month, which will be for the hospital.
Wow. So are they thinking they're going to tear down part of the hospital and
reconfigure
or?
There's a portion of the hospital, the existing one, that is going to be removed so that there are no connecting buildings, and that will be able to fit the new hospital. It's going to be a 14-bed hospital, as this one is, with an emergency room and such. So the older building that's used now for the hospital, it will be administrative and clinics. It'll be administrative offices and clinics in there. Mm-hmm. And so any off-site clinics and stuff that they have right now are going to be able to be brought
all
on
in
site.
One site. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting to see how they
configure
mesh
it.
That.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
we've been working with their consulting firm meeting with them to go over their preliminary site plan. The OSHPOD has the overriding oversight and building. Our building department won't be involved in that. It's OSHPOD. So the only part we will have is they have to get our approval, city's approval. Mm-hmm. I have to finally give them a letter, which OSHPOD won't give them anything until they get a letter from us. So they want to go through this process and get this going so that they can get their approvals going through OSHPOD. And so they're moving along on that. But they got their funding for it, so now they're moving forward with it. So that'll be a project that you'll be seeing coming down the line, too.
Cool. Anything on Basin?
Pardon me?
On Basin?
Haven't heard anything more about Basin. I know that they're still... It's out there still. I believe that they're focusing their energies right now on the Tiger Grant that we're looking at, working in conjunction with them for federal funds along Tehama Street. There is there's some federal funding out there with Department of Transportation for, it's called the Tiger Grant, that's the label of it. And those are road funds. So this project is going after those, and the city is working in conjunction with the developer to try and garner some roadway funds there. So I think they're putting their energies on that, because that application is due in June, but there's a lot of analysis and things that have to be prepared in order to get in the door with their application. So I think they're focusing their efforts on that right now. So that's what I'm hearing. The multifamily review guidelines. I just wanted to bring those up. They aren't on the agenda for this evening, but as I've been speaking with Tammy, our lovely assistant here now, she's going to help with the formatting of that. And I would ask that, first I want to ask, do all of you have a copy of that? I believe you do, and I'll resend copies to anybody that...
I need you to resend it, because I can't
yours.
Find mine.
As what Please. I'd like you to really do is read over the verbiage. Some of that stuff we haven't looked at, you haven't touched in 8 months, because it's the very first stuff. So I want you to feel comfortable with these guidelines and to kind of own these guidelines, because this is going to be the guidelines your developers are going to be looking at. And just kind of to give you an overview, the design guidelines for the city of Santa Rosa, really, they encompass, if you want to just get an idea of where these came from, go out to the city of Santa Rosa's on-site and on their online, go to community development and you'll find design guidelines on the left-hand side. You can touch on that. They have a whole bunch of design guidelines for different core areas of the city, special areas, residential, commercial, or industrial. So what I did was I pulled out of there multifamily. And these guidelines that we just have gone over in the last few months are things that you will be able to build upon. So in the future, if you decide you want to have some guidelines for single family, you want to have some for commercial, we can build on those. And that way, it's not only just one part of the city, your guidelines are going to be addressing different areas. So you might want to just look at those guidelines just to see how they've laid them out. Also, what they have in their guidelines, which I will also do in the ones for that I'll present to you, is there's an introduction, which I think is helpful. Why we have these, what are they used for, kind of gives an idea of what the city would like to see, how these guidelines should be used. So that kind of information, I think, is a good lead into it. And as I say, we can build upon those in the future. So I'm asking you to look that verbiage over. If you see any set examples, and whether they're good or bad within the city here that correlate to these guidelines, I'd like to use some pictures of the city itself. If you see a really bad example, and you say, I don't want that repeated again, that's something that, you know, a developer needs to know. So just kind of gives you that heads up there. And work with Tammy, and I'll try and get these back here to you at the next meeting in February. So.
Okay, so do we want to set our next meeting?
Yeah, let's do that.
Do you envision having something for us the first Wednesday in February?
I don't. That's
so
what
then
I was,
it might be the third Wednesday in February?
I'm thinking the second meeting, if you're okay. I don't have any projects yet, you know,
I'm fine with that.
That would have to come before you. So if we...
I believe that'll be February 19.
Okay.
Is everybody okay with that day?
If we're okay with that, then we'll look to bring that back to you then.
Okay.
I'll if you have any pictures in the meantime, you know, send something to me, and
Okay. We'll
work with Tammy to incorporate it into a format that we can have for our guidelines. So,
with that,
all right.
Meeting adjourned.
Awesome.
See, your first meeting is second term. And boom, we're out of here.
No, we didn't beat the city council last night. They were 20 minutes.
We were going for the record.
It's okay.